Today's Daily Devo is for July 26th, 2022, titled, Those Nameless Disciples, written and read by Ethan Linder. He appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 5-6. I committed to my home church because of one 80-year-old man who remembered my name. As a college student in a town with many church options, I visited a few nearby churches before committing to College Wesleyan Church for a semester. As the semester drew to a close, I reevaluated my commitment and started a short list of other churches I might visit in the spring, until on my last Sunday, John Hevelin, an 80-year-old with whom I had been ushering a few weeks, came up and said, "I'll be praying for you over break, and I'm looking forward to having you back on my ushering crew in the spring." That morning, I committed to stay at College Church for the rest of my college career. All it took was one person who remembered my name. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul reminds his hearers of two categories of people. The first consists of the 12, who were notable leaders in the public ministry of the church. The second category is the more than 500 others, whose ministry is nameless. If you look closely, you'll likely identify the same categories of people in your community. A few disciples who serve the church in public ministry, and many more who quietly, namelessly, serve the people in front of them. God needs both. Who might God be calling you to see and to serve right where you are? Today's action step: identify one thing you can do to see someone near you.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.